Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Tune in. Grow in faith.
If you have just tuned in, drawing closer to our time with Charlene Davids as she reminds us of our true identity in the Father. Wouldn't it be sad that we continued, carried on with our lives without necessarily knowing who we are in the Lord, because that will be reflective of how we act, how we behave in our lives, because we're not exactly certain of who we are. But like a royal child who does not understand their position, in the kingdom that they reside in their father's kingdom, we will be lost, And so, I just want to say, be aware of who you are. It's a very important aspect, for you and I as Christians, knowing who we are, whose we are, and why we are, like I always say.
Words of truth and value. You'll find it on 657 AM.
Greetings in Jesus' name. This is Charlene Davids, and we are continuing with our series on inner healing. In our previous episode, we spoke about soul wounds, how they are formed, how they influence our lives, and how they can quietly shape our thoughts and emotions. Today we are going to look at how healing actually takes place and the process of healing, walking with the Holy Spirit. Inner healing is not always a once-off event. It is a journey. And when we walk with the Holy Spirit, we allow Him to access the areas of our soul, and we allow for truth to replace the lie. Philippians 1 verse 6 states, "He who has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Christ Jesus." God has begun a good work in you, and God is committed to your healing. He is not rushing you. He is not disappointed in your process. He is walking with you, and He is cheering you on. So what does this process look like in a practical way? You see, healing begins when you become aware of what is happening on the inside of you. You begin to notice your thoughts, your emotional patterns, and your reactions. It's when you stop ignoring them and you stop suppressing them. Instead, you start to acknowledge them. Not with judgment or condemnation, but with curiosity. And you begin to ask, "Holy Spirit, why am I feeling this way? Why did I react like that?" That awareness opens the door for healing. And your second step is surrender. Once you become aware, you bring that area now to Jesus. Not after you fixed it, not after you understand it, but just as it is. And you simply say, "Lord, here it is." And this is where trust comes in. Because surrender means you are no longer trying to control the outcome. You are allowing God to come into that space. The third step is truth. The Holy Spirit begins to reveal truth to you. Because every wound carries a lie. And healing happens when truth replaces that lie. The Word of God tells us in Romans 12, verse 2, "Be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Transformation does not happen through self-effort. It happens when your thinking begins to align with truth. So if the lie is, "I am not enough," then the truth is, "I am complete in Christ." If the lie is, "I am rejected," then the truth is, "I am accepted in the Beloved." And as truth is revealed, something begins to shift internally. The fourth step is alignment. This is now where you begin to intentionally agree with truth. Even if your emotions do not immediately align, you choose to stand in what God says. You gently bring your thoughts back to truth again and again. And over time, your emotions begin to follow. The fifth step is walking it out, where healing becomes a lifestyle. Correct thinking, correct speech becomes a lifestyle. You begin to respond differently in situations where you would have previously reacted. You pause. You invite the Holy Spirit into the moment and you choose truth. And slowly, what once had power over you begins to lose its grip. You will find that triggers become less intense. Emotional reactions become softer and peace becomes more consistent. Healing is not about perfection. It is about progress. You will still have moments where things come up, but now you have a new way of responding. You no longer feel stuck, but you feel equipped. And this is where grace becomes so powerful. Because grace is not just forgiveness. Grace is true empowerment. Grace gives you the ability to walk in what God has already made available to you. So do not rush your healing. Trust God. Trust His process with you. You are not behind. You are not failing. You are walking with a loving Father who is patient, who is kind, and who is fully committed to your restoration. The Holy Spirit is gentle. He leads you, He guides you, and He reveals to restore. As you walk with Him, healing unfolds naturally, not through striving, but through abiding. Father, I thank you for giving us your precious Spirit. Your Spirit to heal us, to teach us, and to lead us into all truth. May every lie of the enemy be replaced with truth as we choose to renew our minds to your word. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Let Christ inspire your day.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.